Poverty is among the biggest challenges faced by children in Indiana, according to an annual summary of how kids are doing overall. Although the economy is rebounding from the recession, the 2015 Kids Count Data Book finds 22% of children are living in poverty. As president and CEO of the Indiana Youth Institute, Bill Stanjakovich says other family and economic structures need to improve before that figure improves for children.
We see the unemployment go down. We see wages slowly creeping up. We hear about growth in gross domestic product, both at the state and national level. But child poverty still is stubbornly high.
More than 40% of Indiana children are born to single mothers, which Stanjakovich says is another contributor to the high child poverty rate. He has another factor is that many jobs require higher education levels that parents often don't have the resources to obtain. The report says in 2012, 30% of children lived in families where neither parent had regular full-time employment. In addition to the physical effects of poverty to be addressed, Stanjakovich says there are psychological effects as well. He says poor children need to believe that their efforts matter and that they can have successful futures.
It's so easy for kids to think that success is for somebody else, opportunity is for somebody else. It's for people with a different skin color than me or who live in a different part of town. And therefore, why should I even try? There's this utter hopelessness that can settle in.
Infant mortality is another area state leaders have been working to address. The data book says Indiana infants are 25% more likely to die within their first year of life than the national average. Stanjakovich says 1 in 6 Indiana moms smoke while pregnant, which he sees as a major contributor.
When mom smokes, it is just so dangerous for the healthy birth and survival of her baby. There certainly are other issues related to proper prenatal care in terms of safe sleep, in terms of proper nutrition for the child.
He adds there are other troubling finds. Almost 1 in 5 Indiana teens say they've considered suicide in the past year, the highest rate in the nation. And the state is ranked 2nd in the country for its percentage of children who have one parent in prison. For Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman.